Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I do a lot of stories about the police, qualified immunity, civil asset forfeiture, traffic stops, that kind of thing. And I get a lot of comments under those videos from people who say, oh my gosh, Steve, the police in America are out of control. The police in America are horrible. And a lot of those comments come from people in other countries. I got a lot of viewers in other countries. And I have news for you, and that is that bad police exist everywhere. Now, I'm not saying all police are bad, nor am I saying all police everywhere are bad. I'm simply saying that there are bad police in America. There are bad police elsewhere. As pointed out to me by FD, Philip and Mark Philip. Now, see, Mark Philip is a guy who sends a lot of stuff to me. Philip also, but they're two different people, kind of like Stephen with a PH and Stephen with a V, right? A while back, I actually asked Mark Philip. I said, should I call you Mark Philip? Because that's how he signs his stuff. He said, yes, please. Thank you. So FD actually signed his in a different way. I just can't say those words. But this is from the BBC. This is the BBC. Johnny and Jugnu, fast food staff arrested for not giving police free burgers. There's a restaurant chain in America called Five Guys. I'm guessing Johnny and Jugnu is two guys. But fast food staff arrested for not giving police free burgers. This is exactly what you think it's going to be. But all 19 workers at a fast food restaurant in Pakistan were detained after refusing to give a group of police officers free burgers last week. There's a lot to unpack here. Not the least of which is the entire staff, 19 people. The population of employees at one location, they arrested everyone. Okay, but here's the thing. The headline says arrested. The subhead says detained. Am I being arrested? I'm wondering if they have sovereign citizens in Pakistan who could argue about this and then say that they weren't involved in commerce. Staff at the chain, Johnny and Jugnu in Lahore, were rounded up at 1 a.m. on a Saturday and then held overnight. So I'm guessing that that's 1 a.m. they're held until the following, till the morning. A statement by the burger chain says, this is not the first time something like this has happened at our restaurant. So this has happened before. Police officers come in and go, we want some free food. And the people at Johnny Jugnu go, well, no, we sell our food. We have to buy the materials, pay the rent on this beautiful space, and have employees make the food for you. And then we provide that food in exchange for currency, money. We sell it. It's a profit thing, okay? It's a profit thing. 9 police officers involved in the incident have now been suspended. So imagine this. There's a Johnny and Jugnu. We've all been there. There's a Johnny and Jugnu. And I might be mispronouncing Jugnu, but it's J-U-G-N-U, Jugnu, Johnny and Jugnu. So there's a Johnny and Jugnu location with 19 employees operating at 1 o'clock in the morning, or at least maybe that's closing time. And 9 police officers are there and want free food. So free food for a party of 9. And the staff says, no, we can't do that. So then they just round them all up and arrest them. So imagine that scene with 9 cops arresting 19 people. What's the charge, officer? No free food. Apparently, that's a crime. 9 police officers involved in the incident have now been suspended. Senior provincial police official Inam Ghani announced the suspensions on Twitter, saying, no one is allowed to take the law into his own hands. Injustice will not be tolerated. All of them will be punished. Interestingly, though, no one is allowed to take the law into his own hands. The police officers routinely take the law into their hands because that's their job. So I'm not sure if that's the correct way of phrasing that. But injustice will not be tolerated. That, of course, makes complete sense. And all of them will be punished is one of those statements which, if true, or if it turns out to be true, then we'll say, okay, that's a good idea. In a statement posted on Facebook, Johnny and Jugnu said a group of police officers had gone to the restaurant 2 days before the incident and asked for free burgers. Upon rejecting their request for free burgers, which has become a common practice for them, the police officers threatened our managers and left. only to return the next day to further harass and pressurize our teams with baseless arguments, the statement said. On June 11th, it said, some police officers came to our outlet and took our manager into custody without giving any reason whatsoever. Then they emptied out our entire branch, taking all of our kitchen crew, including the rest of the managers. The restaurant also said the staff were not allowed to close down the kitchen, leaving fryers still running and customers waiting for their orders. So the place was open, was operating, when the police came in, rounded up the staff, and hauled them off without even letting them shut down. I'd like to know what happened to the cash registers. I'm sure no one bothered to touch them. The workers were detained for 7 hours and said the officers were harassing them, pushing them around, all for not giving them free burgers. Pakistan's Prime Minister, Imran Khan, has previously called for a reform of that region's police force, saying local politicians have appointed cronies to run the police stations. So they might need to look at a structural issue, I'm guessing, assuming that those statements make sense. Because, you know, in America, a town will hire a police chief and they'll hire some police officers. And they've got a process for how that works. And then in our counties, we have county sheriffs who are elected. And the county sheriff then runs the sheriff's department for that county. And then most states, as far as I know, they all have a state police or some kind of state organization that, you know, fights crime, law enforcement. And so in Michigan, they got the Michigan State Police. And the Michigan State Police is run by somebody who is, you know, put in place, and there's a process for that. And then they hire and they have this whole structure for working. And so if there was ever an allegation that cronies had been put in place to run stuff, well, it depends what level it happened at, but there's processes to take care of that. And don't get me wrong, occasionally you hear about corruption, you hear about police officers who do bad things. We've talked about that before, but there are processes to go after that. And if it ever got to the point where the state police, the county sheriff, that would get straightened out fairly quickly here. And the idea about, you know, the police going into a business and going, we want free stuff. I've heard of that happening before. It used to happen in the movies all the time, but you know, whether or not the movies are accurate in their depiction of reality, the jury's still out on that. But you remember in the old days, you know, it's the cop walking down the street of, you know, New York City in the old days, going through the market area, swinging his nightstick, and picks up an apple and just eats it, and the guy who runs the apple stand is happy because the police officer is here and it's good to have his presence here. And if it costs me one apple a day, it's no big deal. The question is, what happens when it costs you the meals for nine police officers in Lahore? And if you have to give away that much free food one night, you know it's going to happen the next night, next night, next night. And the question is, number one, whether you even consider that a fair trade-off if you wanted to do it. But you shouldn't have to do it, assuming that you've got any kind of, I don't know, property rights. So it's a bizarre case, but Johnny and Jugnu, is the hamburger chain, apparently, in Pakistan. And they refused to give free burgers to the police, which resulted in the entire staff being arrested while they were on the clock and hauled away. And the police left the business operating with nobody there to operate it, which seems crazy also. But officials are looking into it, and the nine police officers have been fired. The question is, will they get their jobs back, or will they go to a different region in Pakistan and get rehired? Because some things are universal. So there you go. Johnny and Jugnu, fast food staff arrested for not giving police free burgers, from the BBC. FD sent it along with Philip and Mark Philip. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Everybody wants to eat at the government's table, but nobody wants to do the dishes.